following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Flying Ace Friday on the Huge Show across Michigan, presented by Flying Ace Small Batch American-Made Whiskeys. Look for it in local stores all across Michigan or online at FlyingAceSpirits.com. It is a Flying Ace Friday on the Huge Show across Michigan.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to begin hour number three on day two of the NFL draft here in Detroit. It will begin around 7 p.m. tonight along the riverfront. Lions will be very active. A lot of great players still left on the board. We'll go through some of them coming up here momentarily. Also, end of this hour, Jake Witt of the Indianapolis Colts. He is out of Northern Michigan, the UP. A year ago, he was wondering what would happen on that second or third day of the draft, and he is a client of NFLPA certified sports agent David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports. So we'll take you inside the mind of a guy wondering if he'll get drafted, and it did happen. We'll talk to Jake, a proud Michigander, at the end of this hour. Mike Kimber, Micro Mike from Chat Sports on YouTube and also part of Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite. He'll join us. Jeff Risden's thoughts on Arnold going to the Lions and Holmes trading up. How about that soundbite again? I can't get enough of it, Superfly. When Arnold was announced and the crowd, over 275,000 in downtown Detroit. Man, that is awesome. And then here's Arnold, after being selected by the Lions, getting set to do a TV interview on stage, and he looks out at the crowd.
Y'all got to start, man. Hey. Hey, I'm home, man. I'm home. Hey, these fans going to be crazy, man. Golly.
And then he goes to bed, has his Lions cap on. He got it, the draft. He never takes it off. And then he sends out this tweet this morning.
I was so happy last night I slept with my hat on, man. One pride. Went to sleep last night a Lion, woke up a Lion. One pride, man. Let's get to work.
Yeah, get to work. Holmes, the front office, the coaching staff that go up and get their guys, something I talked about every day this week. Since that low point when they blew the halftime lead at San Francisco, our Detroit Lions have done everything and more that they needed to do to become a better football team. New coaches, especially defensive line DB. Free agents, led by Reeder, Davenport on the D-line. Davis had a corner spot. Then it comes to the draft, and with their first pick, when we heard all week, oh, please, Detroit, don't be disappointed if we trade out of the first round. And they bump up after Mitchell was taken out of Toledo, and they went and got who I said I thought would be the better cover guy because he has covered elite NFL-like receivers during his run with Saban at Alabama, and they go and they get Arnold. Wow. I love it. And what a scene and a message to everyone in sports about the city of Detroit, Lions fans, state of Michigan, and more last night for round one. It was absolutely insane. Crazy. I mean, it is just phenomenal. And then how about Amon-Ra St. Brown? No ego, being selfless, on stage last night before the draft.
Yo, yo, what up, Detroit? Hey, this is crazy. I can't believe it. But before we get off the stage, I need to hear one thing. Jared Goff. Jared Goff. Jared Goff.
What's up, Detroit? Let's go, baby.
Jeff Risden, Lions Wire, Draft Wire. Man, this is the busy season, understatement, especially with the draft in Detroit. Day two getting set to get going. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. And, you know, Jeff, we talked about it on the show this week. They went out, got their guy, traded up, and now they're stronger than they were 24 hours ago.
Oh, absolutely. And it was what we talked about the other day. It's what I wanted them to do. I wanted them to target a guy, if they really believe in it, to go get him. And Terrion Arnold sure seemed like that guy when we were sitting there in the studio. And by golly, they went and got him, and they got him for a lot less than I thought it would cost to go get him, just because of the way that the draft played out with, you know, the first 14 picks all being offense. It pushed all those defensive players down, and it made it a little bit more palatable for Brad Holmes to move up and go get him. And you know, they moved up. The price to move up the five spots is probably a little steep, but when you're going to get a guy that you feel that strongly about, and one of the things that Holmes talked about last night when he did his press conference was that they didn't really see anybody else that was anywhere close to him on their board that was going to be available for them if they waited. So, desperate times call for desperate measures or something like that. But they're a much better football team today than they were yesterday, and that's the whole point of the draft.
And Arnold, you can correct me if I'm wrong, he's a day one starter at one side, right?
Absolutely, he will be. And it's gonna, now, Carlton Davis will not give up a starting spot without a fight, but I think you're looking at Amik Robertson being the number three on the outside. With you know the holdovers that are back, and you know they might not be done yet at cornerback. I wouldn't expect one tonight, but maybe like a late round prospect or an undrafted free agent like Stephen Gilmore last year. They did not draft Terry Arnold. They did not make the move they did for him to not start week one.
You know, I'm looking at the best available going into day two, and we got day three tomorrow in the NFL draft here in Detroit. Jeff Risden, Lions Wire, Draft Wire, hourly coverage, if not every 15 minutes on the draft. Lions Wire, Draft Wire, Facebook, Twitter, online. But, man, I see Mitchell, tall wide receiver, 6'4", 196, out of Texas. He's still available. And Lions aren't drafted, I think it's 61 in that second round. I wonder if Holmes will think about moving up to go get that big receiver or maybe another DN rusher.
Yeah, and there's quite a few useful players that are still around. You know, there will be enough with all these guys that remind you why they weren't taken in the first round. You know, they might you know, not be super fast off the line, or if you're a defensive end, you might have trouble getting off blocks or things like that. That's sort of the knock on Marshawn Nealon from Western Michigan, who should be in play tonight for the Lions. It's going to be interesting to see which direction they go. Their depth on defense, other than defensive tackle, is pretty good right now. They do certainly need to get a safety, but it sounds like the veteran safety market's about to come to a head so that they can get something there. But, you know, safety, defensive tackle on defense. I tend to think, and I got this impression last night talking with some other people in the Detroit media, they think their pass rush is good enough with the guys that they got. They like Josh Pascal. They have seen some promise in Matthew Betts, the CFL star that they signed, and they're hopeful that James Houston will be able to contribute a lot more. With a healthy offseason. So I'm not sure that they're going to go there. Wide receiver is certainly something that they can look at. Guys who can get open quickly and can run after the catch. That's your prototype for the Ben Johnson, Jared Goff type of wide receiver. A big guy would make sense if they can do those things. Ed Nye Mitchell can kind of do those things sometimes. Sometimes he doesn't catch the ball all that well. But there's a lot of options they can do. And then offensive line, they've got to get depth. They've got to build that offensive line up. Right now, their backup tackle is Dan Skipper, and they don't like playing Dan Skipper at tackle. So they got to get somebody in there. They got to get somebody who can be a backup center guard and maybe start in a year or two. But that's that. And a kicker. I don't expect them to draft a kicker, but you got to throw that out there that they do need one. So that's your list of needs right now for the Lions.
Jeff Risen, Lions Wire, Draft Wire, joining us from Allen Park. It is day two of the NFL draft in Detroit. We do have our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day. What are your thoughts on the Lions trading up to get Arnold? 1-866-838-4843. You know, I am looking, and you talked about guys that there was talk of them being first-rounders, and I already mentioned the big man Mitchell out of Texas. There's Keon Coleman. There's Franklin from Oregon. I understand the O-line needs, but, man, if you could solidify the big possession receiver with some athleticism and wheels in the second round, I'd do it and then spend the rest of the draft almost on O-line depth, right?
Yeah, and that can be, you know, there are some – this is a very good year to need offensive linemen. One guy to keep an eye on is Isaiah Adams out of Illinois. He was Illinois' right tackle last year. He wasn't good. The year before that, he was their left guard, and he was great. And they see him as a guard, and I know that they've taken some interest in him. So he's the guy that you'll be looking at tomorrow, probably the fifth or maybe the sixth round, that I know that they like and I know that they spent a lot of time on. So you can find guys like that. Again, they're going to have warts somewhere in their profile, which is why they're not going higher. But if they're workable warts, or if the warts don't impact like the way that the Lions play, that's what you're looking for in these guys. And he's one of them that fits. It's going to be interesting to see the battles at the bottom of the roster, from the guys that they're back, like Khalil Dorsey, Stephen Gilmore, Colby Soares, the last year's fifth-round pick. Like, they're going to get challenged by guys that are coming in this year. And that's going to make for a very interesting training camp with, like your setters, your top, what, 30 guys on this roster are completely set already, maybe 35 even. So that battle for that last, you know, 15 to 18 spots is going to be crazy this summer. And, you know, that just – it keeps building it up, you know, and the fact that you're not worried about your starters at pretty much any position right now. Have we ever been able to say that about the Detroit Lions before, like ever?
Amazing. No, that's why I was on cloud nine, and why the party, the 313 draft bash at the Caucus Club last night, just a few blocks from the draft stage, was a celebration. I mean, I don't care if you're 13 or you're my age, 62. It's amazing what they're doing. All right, before I let you go, and you can follow the Lions this weekend, day two, day three, Lions Wire, Draft Wire. Off the Draft Wire side of your business, what were you thinking and others in the draft business thinking when Michael Penix Jr. went number 8, a quarterback to the Falcons, after they just sign Cousins to big money? My first thought was, oh, this is going to be a trade later in the first round. That's what I thought it was going to be. And yet, somehow, the Falcons, who cleaned house, who brought in Cousins, they go take Michael Penix Jr. at 8. Now, if that was 18, 19, 20, and you're going to have your next quarterback, but when you could have grabbed some stud receivers – like Odunze for Cousins, you didn't go do it. What were they thinking?
And the fact that they didn't tell Kirk Cousins about it until the thing was already in motion. You know, Kirk Cousins went to Atlanta because he said, you know, they were the one team that really believed in me and felt like I could win with them. Then they go and they take the potential successor or usurper with the number 8 pick, and they don't help him. It's a crazy decision from a rookie GM. And I generally like Terry Fontenot, who, by the way, was one of the finalists for the Lions job when they hired Brad Holmes. But you have to wonder, with Penix being the age that he is, he might not see the field till he's 29. The way the Kirk Cousins, it doesn't make any sense at all. So the reaction, I was in the Giant Media Center, which is effectively the fourth floor of the Campus Martius parking garage, that they actually did up a very nice job in making into a media-friendly room, other than the Wi-Fi that creaked. It had been a pretty quiet draft because everybody kind of knew what was going on. It was paint by numbers. And then that was one where people started to get up and, we looked at each other. I was sitting with some Jaguars guys and some Giants guys, and we're all looking at each other like, did that just really happen? So that was pretty crazy. I don't know what the Falcons are doing, because I'll tell you what, I thought the Falcons were poised to be a team that could really rise up, but they just hamstrung themselves. And I feel bad for Kirk Cousins. He's a good quarterback. He doesn't need this crap, basically. It's a nice way to say it.
Well, and Rizzy, think about, they could have had Odunze, who ends up going to the Bears at 9. You could have paired him almost like a Jefferson-like relationship Cousins had in Minnesota. And that Fontenot, there was video, I think, whether it was ESPN or somebody last night, Arthur Blank immediately went to Fontenot, and you could see him saying, tell me why we took another quarterback after I just paid for Cousins. And Fontenot was trying to explain it, and you saw him, he kept pointing, and I'm telling you, he was saying, well, down the road then we're set. Down the road we're set. Well, no, you're paying Cousins, and by the time, if Penix plays, his rookie deal will be done, and you're going to have to pay him.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all. And they still have a pass rusher. And that's, I know there's 7 rounds to the draft, but they clearly botched the first one. That was like universal reaction, too. Like, there wasn't a soul in there, including the Falcons media that were there. They were just like, what has happened? It was honestly rough to see when a team drops the ball that badly in the draft. And too, because Michael Penix doesn't deserve the negative attention, too. He's going to have to play with that all of his life in the NFL. Like, you were brought in so high. Now, are you going to live up to expectations? Why didn't you play your first 2 seasons? Because you're behind. Like, that's put on him. That doesn't help him become the best pro that he can be either. So that one doesn't make any sense at all to me.
It's almost like if your Cousins or you're his agent, do you knock on the Falcons' Fontenot's door and say, trade me. To a team that needs a court. Trade me to the Raiders. Trade me.
Yeah. Problems you need to have. That's what you do, not what you do in the league.
There's more clowns, and trust me, being a Lions fan all my life, I've seen the clown car up and down 75. Okay. And we don't have – we have a great front office, ownership, Sheila Hamp, coaches, players. They got Arnold. God bless you. Falcons, Bears. If you think Caleb Williams is the answer, good luck. I don't. Great night, round one, the roar of the crowd in Detroit, the Arnold pick. The Lions Nation knew how big it was for the franchise. Rizzy's following everything, day 2, day 3, Lions Wire, Draft Wire, Facebook, Twitter, online, at Jeff, RISDON on Twitter. Good stuff, Rizzy. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk Monday and look back at the complete Lions 2024 draft class.
Sounds great. I'll see you Monday.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Hey, Tigers fans, a new baseball season means a new season on Michigan's favorite island destination, Mackinac Island. Baseball, spring, and Mackinac Island. Things that return every year, reminding us what a great state we live in. Shake off the winter blahs. Take in a game and plan your trip to America's top summer destination, MackinacIsland.org. Buddy Kennedy has come up from Toledo and already made a big impact on this Tigers team. His background is fascinating. When he was in middle school in Millville, New Jersey, because his trainer also trained Mike Trout, he began working working out with him, just as Trout was beginning his major league career. Kennedy says even though Trout was 6 years older, he always treated him like an equal. He pushed him to work out as hard as he was, never let him miss a workout. Trout isn't the only reason Kennedy reached the major leagues, but it never hurts to have a superstar tell you you belong. 12 years later, the two are good friends and continue to work out, now at Trout's home, every offseason.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
We played for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Show is back live across Michigan. Day two of the NFL draft in Detroit. We're in the Motor City at the world headquarters for Dorn Mayhew, one of the globe's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Had our 313 first round draft bash last night at the Caucus Club, an unbelievable place in downtown Detroit, 0.3 miles from the epicenter of the draft, along with David Gregory, NFL PA agent with Bull Rush Sports Management. They are based in Grand Rapids. Follow them on Twitter. And last year, in his first year as an NFLPA certified agent, he got Jake Witt drafted by the Indy Colts. And Jake is a Uper, played at Northern Michigan. He'll join us coming up in about 18 minutes here on The Huge Show. We also threw out our Flying Ace Whiskey Huge Question of the Day. What do you think of the Lions trading up to get Arnold last night in a starting corner the opposite side of Davis? That is such a big pick. I love it. You can join us at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000, and that's presented by Roast Umber Coffee. Let's go talk to Everything King. He is standing by, part of Lions Nation Unite. They were up at Ascend Sportsbook at Nightclub at Soaring Eagle last night. We were down in Detroit for round one of the draft. And Mr. King, how about that move to go up and get Arnold?
Oh, man, that move was an absolute godsend. I mean, you know, losing Sutton and having a hold on the, you know, as far as our secondary, to be able to bring him in, and the way it happened, the way the dominoes fell last night, that was definitely a godsend. He's the perfect young person that we need to put on that defense, man, because not only is he good at what he does, but he creates a swagger. He brings a swagger with him to the locker room. Ever since he's been a young kid, he's just had that it with him. So definitely was number one on my draft board, and I'm glad we got him.
So now looking ahead to the rest of the draft for Brad Holmes, the front office, coaching staff, and franchise, tonight, 7 p.m., second round begins. What are you expecting the final 2 days of the draft when it comes to the Lions?
Not much. If they have a guy there at 61, maybe we go after him. But maybe Brad Holmes try to, you know, get some a little bit more capital. Maybe he tries to make a trade just to get a little bit more capital to be able to pull in a few more guys, man. But, you know, not really much we can do. We just don't have the capital. So at 61, I believe there's going to be a couple of interior linemen available that the Lions might take a look at, you know, and try to fill another hole. I noticed Brad Holmes said last night before the Arnold situation that they were looking at a different position. What that position was, I'm not sure. But if there's another guy that Brad Holmes, you know, absolutely wants to get, then I expect him to be aggressive and go and try to get him.
Well, I'm looking at the possibility at 61 that there will be a stud receiver still available.
Yeah, absolutely. We still need an X. We don't have an X receiver. We just paid our main guy, though, in Amara St. Brown. But we have to go and get an X. We need a big guy that can go off the jump balls and, you know, high point the football. And it's been something we've kind of needed for a while. You know, Reynolds kind of filled his place, and he has some moments. But we need to go and get that young guy for the future.
Yeah, look at these are guys who did not go in the first round, wide receivers. Ladd McConkey out of Georgia, he's a smaller type receiver. I don't think he fits the Lions. Adonai Mitchell, 6'4", 196. I think he'll go towards the top of the second round. Troy Franklin, another stud receiver out of Oregon. Keon Coleman, the former Michigan State guy who tore it up at Florida State but didn't do well during the off season, but you know he would be that perfect fit at 6'4", 215 pounds. Yeah, you're going down this list, and there's you know, Malik Washington, who I like, but he's a smaller type receiver. Roman Wilson, same thing. Gosh, I think he'd be awesome in the Lions' offense. So there's going to be some options at wide receiver, options at interior line, defensively, offensively. I don't think you're going to see them go anywhere in the secondary unless there was a safety sitting there they wanted.
Yeah, absolutely. And they also, you know, have the option to, you know, wait around for that waiver market, you know, at a certain period over the summer. You got some guys still available, too. You know, some veterans at safety. You can look at that, too. Glover Quinn being one of them. So, but for a receiver, I mean, even if it's not a receiver that's 6'3", 6'4", as long as it's a guy that can get separation consistently, then, you know, I'll take that. I just want someone opposite on in that X slot to be able to get open and create some problems out there. We're going to feature J-Mo a little bit more this season. So, you know, we'll see where that goes. But currently right now, yeah, those are definitely two positions. Also, for me, defensive tackle is another one. Because you got a situation coming up. You pay some guys in Amara St. Brown and Penei Sewell. So, you know, when you look at the money situation in the future, you got a Lynn McNeil that you have to get ready to pay. Bringing in a third guy, a defensive tackle, could help the Detroit Lions as far as a rotation between those three. But as a future piece, because you have a guy in Newton that's still on the board. So if Brad Holmes wants to get aggressive and move up in this draft, then yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that.
Yeah, I'm looking at the depth. I went through some of it with the wideouts, but O-line, D-line, there's a lot there. I think they can get possibly even another starter rotation player at 61 if they stay there. I really do.
Yeah, absolutely. We have options. The way that draft fell was, you know, if someone would have told me that many offensive players were going to go before we got to Latu, I would have looked at them like they were crazy. I could not believe that Latu was the first defensive player off the board at that spot. So, you know, it helped us out, obviously, because I believe we got a guy that was a top 15 talent, and we traded a third-round pick for him. So, you know, us being able to be that lucky, man, it was big time.
And the Falcons are attempting something that's never happened. They're going to draft a quarterback with every draft pick this year in Detroit.
Wow.
A quarterback.
That is
the first. I mean, Michael Penix Jr., when they could have had Odunze from Washington to be a target for Cousins, who they invested, what, $180 million in? What were they thinking?
Well, it's been all over social media. It's been an absolute circus, man. But, you know, I kind of can get the quarterback of the future scenario. Who's to say how much Kirk Cousins is really the guy that they really, really wanted? Or if this was a guy that you wanted to bring in to, you know, just, you know, suffice for right now. But, yeah, the future thing, if you don't plan on bringing a guy in Kirk Cousins back in, when his contract is up, you got a future guy that you're raising right behind him. You bringing a guy in on a deal, what, 4 or 5 years? So I can kind of understand it, but, yeah, it's still weird. It was absolutely weird.
Crazy. But the draft always has crazy components. Round 2 begins tonight at 7 p.m. in downtown Detroit. Everything King. Look for him on YouTube. Also part of Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite. Google that. Follow them also on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Mr. King, always good to hear your voice. Enjoy the rest of the draft.
You too, brother.
All right, back at you. Everything King checking in on the Meyer guest line. And Meyer proud to welcome back the best female golfers in the world to the Blyfield Country Club in Plainfield Township, just north of GR, Father's Day week. The Meyer Simply Give event, Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give, that benefits local food pantries. In turn, that puts food on the tables of families in need. You want ticket, tourney info, go to MeyerLPGAClassic.com. That's MeyerLPGAClassic.com. And the best female golfers in the world will be spending 2 weeks in June in Michigan. New week for the Dow Championship. They used to be the Great Lakes Bay Invitational. They have moved up to the last week of June at the Midland Country Club, two-person team event, an unbelievable tournament presentation that begins with a block party in downtown Midland that I'll be hosting that final week of June. Make sure you follow Dow Championship on Facebook and on Twitter.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
June 23rd, the world's most notorious rock band is coming to Soaring Eagle Casino. Motley Crue. Yeah, the Crue. Part of the Soaring Eagle Summer Outdoor Concert Series. Tickets start at $54 and are on sale now at the box office and online at etix.com. Party hard, then take a ride on the wild side. Motley Crue. Sunday, June 23rd at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year. at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000, and you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Show is back live across Michigan. Flying Ace Whiskey Friday road show in Detroit. Day two of the draft starts tonight at 7 p.m. I did see Adam Schefter just tweeted out that Michigan's 2024 national championship team will be recognized and honored on stage before the second round begins tonight in downtown Detroit. Also, speaking of Michigan, former Wolverines head basketball coach Juwan Howard reportedly hired as an assistant with the Brooklyn Nets in the NBA. And from the Motor City, Tigers trailed one zip going into the top of the ninth today at home in a rare Friday afternoon game because of the draft against the Royals. They give up seven in the top of the ninth and lose 8-0 is that final to Kansas City. So the draft is happening, round two, and then tomorrow, the final day. Second and third day draftees don't have the guarantees, the same type of money. A lot of guys wonder if they're going to get drafted. Maybe they'll sign on later this weekend with an NFL team if they're not drafted. David Gregory, who is an NFL PA certified sports agent, he heads up Bull Rush Sports Management. They're based in Grand Rapids. And last year, he began a journey with Jake Witt, who is out of the UP in our great state of Michigan, played at Northern Michigan. He signed on with David Gregory, and together they found their way to draft weekend a year ago and a draft selection by the Indianapolis Colts. And Jake Witt, from the UP and now the Indy Colts in the NFL, he is standing by on the Meijer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
All right, so roll it back to a year ago, and you and David Gregory from Bull Rush Sports, your agent, you're going into that second day. What were you guys thinking?
Yeah, you know, day two, we knew was still a stretch for me to get selected, but we knew it wasn't completely out of the picture. So we went into that day, we were looking at the teams we had had the most contact with, seeing which rounds and how many picks they had in those rounds. So we were, you know, evaluating that. We were still talking to teams too. We were taking a lot of calls. We were, you know, discussing. They were discussing their interest. I was still corresponding, sending workout clips to different teams as they're kind of scrambling through their draft boards as things unfolded. But day two for me, you know, we knew it would be a stretch for me to get selected that day still, but that opportunity still was probably, you know, on the horizon. You never know. Days two and three are, you know, can be wild cards for anybody. You never know what will happen. So we were prepared. You know, we took a lot of calls with teams, and we did a lot of evaluation, you know, observing the rounds. And we were kind of looking at my position, tackle, to see how many of those guys had been taken off the boards. The more tackles that had been taken, you know, that moved me off the board, you know, in the tackle ranking. So that was also nice to see. But day two for us was just a lot of evaluation and observation, really.
And then all of a sudden, day three, when you didn't go in day two a year ago in the NFL draft, and Jake Witt out of the UP, Northern Michigan, first client for David Gregory, NFLPA certified agent, Bull Rush Sports. They're based in West Michigan. So day three now, you're hoping, thinking, are you nervous? What was going through your mind on that day three a year ago?
Day three was a lot of nerves, for sure. Like you said, a lot of nerves, adrenaline, and a lot of stress, to be honest. I didn't know. I knew that at the end of the day, I would be on a team, but I didn't know how I would get there. I didn't know if that was going to be through the draft. I didn't know if that would be as a priority free agent signing. You'll see with a lot of day three guys, you know, a lot of those guys are kind of, you know, somebody could be selected in the fifth round, or they could be signed as a free agent. That really is just a complete wild card for everybody. I've seen guys who were projected to be fourth round selections that ended up being signed as free agents. So really, day three is just, you know, a lot of coaches in the process had told me that day three is just a lot of teams' draft boards get mixed up, and they're kind of looking at the best guys available. They're looking to take swings at guys who might turn out to be home runs. That was something that, in my case, was why the Colts drafted me. That, you know, I tested well at my pro day. I hadn't played a lot of football, but they looked at the guys that were remaining there in the seventh round, and they thought, hey, this guy has a lot of upside. You know, he hasn't played a lot of football, but we think we could turn him into something special. So they selected me, and like I said, day three was just a lot of stress, you know, nerves and anxiety, but turned out well. And, you know, yeah, it's an exciting time for these guys.
Yeah, no, so fast forward a year later, Jake, what is life like for you with the Indianapolis Colts in the NFL?
Yeah, life right now, we're just starting our off-season program right now. We're going into that OTA period in about 2 weeks. We're at phase two. We start phase two Monday, this coming Monday, of the off-season program. So that's just lifting, conditioning, meeting with the coaches, and we can start to get out on the field without helmets. And then you fast forward 2 weeks from Monday, we're able to get out on the field with helmets. No shoulder pads, though. You know, you can't do any live hitting, anything during this entire off-season program. But, yeah, I'm just down in Indianapolis right now. You know, the team's all back in the facility, and we're just getting rolling with our off-season program.
Yeah, great story for Jake Witt. Out of the UP, former basketball player, goes to Northern Michigan, switches to football, ends up signing on with David Gregory, NFLPA certified sports agent with Bull Rush Sports. They're based in West Michigan, and together they got drafted, and he got drafted, Jake Witt, and David did his work, and now it's year two for David and the Bull Rush Sports team and his new clients, and you're getting set for OTA, so life is good for everybody. Jake, my best to you and everybody in that graduating class again. Was it you and Trout Creek? Is that it?
It was, yep, correct. You and Trout Creek, yep.
How many people in your graduating class?
We had a whopping total of 16 people.
Sick. Did you do the graduation ceremonies in your backyard?
Well, we could have. We could have fit everybody in one. You throw out 20 chairs, we could have fit everybody right there.
Yeah, we're going down. We're going down to the local diner. We're going to have the graduation. But that small town feel, that appreciation for your hard work from you in Trout Creek and basketball and football to Northern Michigan to now in the NFL, it's what makes sports great, Jake. And my best to you, my man. And I know David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports, you're close to their heart, and they're very proud of what you're doing.
Awesome. No, yeah, I appreciate that a lot. And, yeah, it was great. Great to chat with you.
Yeah, back at you. There's Jake Witt of the Indy Colts. Was the first client for David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports, and they got drafted. It's always a great story somewhere when it comes to each and every draft, and we'll see what happens this weekend, probably more on day three with the new clients with David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports. Thank you, David, and your team. including Melosh Marketing, for their help last night in the 313 bash. It was ultra successful. Everybody, enjoy the final 2 days of the NFL draft in Detroit. On Monday, we will be breaking it down on all 19 radio stations and at thehugeshow.net on the Michigan Sports Network. And remember, search our podcast. Just search The Huge Show.
Big, bad, huge.